Hello, good morning, and you're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and this is Table Talk. Good to be back. Good to be back. How are you? I trust you're doing very well. I missed you all. So thank you all for all the messages. Thank you. Yeah, so let's get started. If it's your first time on the show, Table Talk is a gendered show. What this means is that here, we focus on issues that affect women and, of course, on a larger scale, affects the society because women's rights are human rights. The show is in two parts. The first part is what I call the appetizer. That's where I give you a tidbit of, you know, something that happened from over the weekend, just gist corner, and then we go on to the main dish. Because this is Table Talk, I'm inviting you to the table. So let's start off with the appetizer. You can join the show live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. The appetizer coming up.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
Okay, so I had something I wanted to share with you on the appetizer, but now I had to just change that because I heard a story just earlier. Yeah, but I saw it on someone's status this morning. It was also in our headlines this morning about a woman who was in an accident while she was chasing a husband and supposed side chick, I assume. So it was a driving chase. So she was trying to catch them. Unfortunately, she has died. Now, I brought this in because it's tied to the conversation I want us to have today. So I had to just bring this in. And, you know, my first thought was, why? Why? Why, Gongo? Why? Now, sadly, she's dead. Whatever she thought was going on would possibly now have time to now kukuma go on. You understand? Well, again, I think we're different people. We react to things differently. My reaction to that would be totally different. But I guess when we get into the main dish, I'll expand on that some more. Number two, let me just bring in my initial thoughts on the appetizer today. I want to encourage you, because schools have resumed, that as parents, remember to broaden your expectations from children. Don't just focus on schoolwork. Schoolwork, what did you score? What did you get? And you need to be involved. I've come back again. Yes, dads, moms, guardians, uncles and aunts, be involved. Get to know what these children are being taught in school and if they're being taught properly or not, if they understand or not. It's one thing for the teacher to teach the whole class. They know me very well. If I show up in school, we're going to have a conversation. It's one thing for you to teach the whole class. It's another for my child that we're paying fees for to understand what you taught. Because the child came to school to learn, not just to listen to you. Secondly, there's more to life than grades. You need to expand their thoughts to think about these other things. Let them experience a lot of things. For instance, over the weekend, I took my kids for was an art exhibition. In fact, their artwork was displayed. I felt really good. They were applauded, really nice, you know, because I encourage them to draw and paint. Whatever it is, just draw. Just buy a drawing pad and paint and brush. That's all. And I encourage them to paint and draw. And they took that, donated it to the cause. It was for the Children Living with Cancer Foundation. You know, I work with them sometimes. So it was a great outing. So beyond school, let their minds be able to explore. They saw children doing acrobatics and it got them interested in, oh, we can also flip. We also flip, so can we join them? Let them do other things aside just grades. By now, you should know that grade is not just life. Because you, that you went to school, what you studied in school, does it have anything to do with what you're doing now? Just not everybody is practically doing what they studied in school. Just a thought for you. All right, let's go on to the main dish. Are you ready?
Now to the main dish. On Table Talk. Table Talk.
All right, now we are on the main dish. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info, and my name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is Table Talk. Today we're going to have a very uncomfortable conversation. I hope you're ready. You know, Table Talk is never comfortable, right? I don't come here to make you feel comfortable. Today I want to speak with women. So somehow over the weekend also, I put out a post. It was supposed to be a funny post, but some of the responses I got in the DMs got me thinking like, wow. It was a funny video saying women don't take cheating too seriously. You know, anybody could cheat. Just look over it. Don't take it too seriously. Even you cheat on God and God still forgives you. As per, you know, you sin and God forgives you. So just let it go. So I just put a caption that said, okay, so if this was you, what would you do? Would you take it seriously if someone cheated on you? And I got people saying, some people say, yeah, well, some others said, not really. I can accept cheating up to like, so I'm like, so how many times? Say maybe like 6 times. Okay. So I don't know how you begin to now start counting. But I want to speak today. My focus is on health and cheating. They're intertwined. And that's sexually transmitted infections. I want to speak to women who have contracted STIs from their partners. And I want to know if you stayed or if you left. I told you it's not comfortable, Abby. Did you stay or did you leave? Now, people have different yardsticks. And again, I like to say that life is never in every shade of black or white. That's why my response to some of these things is a bit, so life is never in the black and white. There are very different shades of gray. So whatever shade of gray it is for you. Yeah, awesome. So today, we want to talk to the women with cheating partners. I know the men are waiting to say, oh yeah, now talk about the men with cheating partners also. Don't worry, I'll come to that. But the women with cheating partners. And if you caught... Now, this is something that's not often talked about because it's a hush-hush conversation. There are a lot of STIs, you know. A lot of them are treatable, thankfully. Some of them are not, unfortunately. So the ones that are treatable, God help you if you find out in time. Because actually for women, STIs can also affect your fertility. In fact, it can damage a lot of things. But I'm not a doctor, so I'm not here to talk about the health impact. But if you're a woman and you caught an STI from a cheating partner, I want to know how you handled the situation. And did you stay or did you leave? WhatsApp is 08095975805, 08095975805, 08095975805. The phone lines, 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465719 0. I'm coming to take your thoughts right after this. There are no holdbacks.
Are you not in Nigeria?
No, I'm sorry, you have not been listening to me. You call to argue with me. I like argument, so welcome. I hit you hard with soft conversations, and yes, I expect you to hit back. After all, it's Table Talk. Wait a minute. You need to listen to me. You need to listen to me when you talk. After you talk, you then listen to me. It's a conversation. Can we do that? I am Wemimo Adewuni. Join me every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. on Table Talk. All righty, let's talk. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Wemimo.
Welcome to the show. Sorry. Are you unmuted now? Oh, no. You muted yourself. Please try again. Good morning. Hello? Hello? Can't hear you either. Hello, good morning? Okay. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Just going to shut this down and get it back up. 0700-993-993-993. Female caller is 01465719 0. We're live on Facebook and YouTube. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. You can join the conversation there. Give me a moment. I'll get it back up. The live feed is up. Oh, okay. So you can leave your thoughts over there also. What's going on now? Come on, come on. 1 minute, 1 minute. Okay, here we go. Let's try again. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Morning, Your Highness.
Morning, Your Royal. You're not... Okay.
Man is talking, not a woman.
I know.
Permit it anonymous, please.
That's all right. That's all right.
My elder sister, the husband left her for a while, went out, came back with HIV.
Okay, wait.
Infected her.
He...
He said it before he died.
That he did it knowingly?
Yeah. when he was about to die, he said, "You will still come and meet me."
Ah.
He got infected. You know, about how many years now? Let me say about it's almost 10 years now. I'm saying the year for those that I'm in the same situation, so they have hope. She's coping, she's surviving.
Yeah, she will.
About 10 years now.
If she's taking her drugs and medications, she'll be fine. But that's such wickedness. If he had not died, he could be jailed for that, you know?
Sorry?
If he had not died, he could be jailed for that.
Aha.
Yes, it's a crime, actually, to willingly infect someone.
I have another elder sister whose husband has been misbehaving. And I told her, if you dare to do this man again, I'm going to kill you with my own hand.
Ah, no, 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 don't do that. Now, that's also wrong.
Wait. I can't afford it again. I'm getting that broad for now. I'm going to pay the bill. Then this one, this one again, without going to meet another woman, another man again, to sleep with him again.
I understand. But you also
if you're so keen, go and get condom. But I pity if condom break your own.
Thank you very much for sharing. You see why I brought this up? This is a conversation that's very uncomfortable, but it's our reality. It's a reality, right? People try to... So if you've got a partner that you're not sure of, remember... You need to be careful. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, everyone.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Please, I'm not calling to contribute to your program. Please permit me to ask you a question.
If I want to answer, I'll answer. Or if I can.
Okay.
So go
on. I heard an advert on your program, but I didn't get it for digital marketing.
I can't remember. Do you know how many adverts we run on this station? I can't remember.
I think your station is the one organizing it.
My station organizing something for digital marketing?
Exactly.
Send me a message on social media. If that is correct, I'll get back to you.
Okay, please, what's your handle, please?
Wemimo Sport, anywhere. Facebook, okay. Twitter, Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
check for that. Okay. I'm not certain, but I'll check for that. All right. Let's get on with the calls. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, you have a line. And it's absolutely okay for you to stay anonymous when you call today. Right? It's absolutely okay for you to stay anonymous. I'm on WhatsApp now. You didn't tell me your name. Did you delete that? Okay, I'm glad to know that. Yes, it's just a conversation. The conversation today is centered around people. I'm focusing particularly on women, but in case they don't call, and I'm not certain if the female line is still back up. Can somebody confirm that for me? Because I've been away throughout last week. So, but if you've got infected by a cheating partner, how did you handle it? That's a conversation. Put it up and call me back. You have to put off your radio when you call. Please don't do that. It's really terrible. Gotcha. Can you put off your radio, please? Are you ready? Okay, so what exactly is going on with you people? Okay, stop it, all right? When you call, put off your radio. Don't do this. Don't stress me out, Edge. Hello?
Hello, Emma. Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning. Thank you for putting off that radio. I don't have energy today, please.
Yeah, I know. I want to stay anonymous.
That's all right.
Yeah, I've been a victim before.
Okay.
That was years back when I was living in the UK with my wife.
Okay.
I got infected from her with chlamydia. Of course, I've never had any experience of STD before. I was surprised. And of course, I challenged her and she owned up to me.
Mm.
What we did is we went to our GP and we got accepted it. And that was all. So life goes on. And then, I mean, I gave her the warning that, of course, I don't know how you came about it. She was trying to let me know, probably it was through the toilet or something, things like that.
Mm.
But we went on with life like that.
And you let it go?
Yeah, I let it go.
That's great. That's what I would have done, actually, even me. But yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing. Sometimes it's not worth beating your head over. Sometimes it's worth just opening the door and taking a walk. But now you go, no, you understand? So I can't tell you what to do. Hello? Hey, sorry about that. Please call again. Hello, good morning. Hello? Okay, call again if you can. Let's jump over to social media. I'm on Facebook. What is going on here? What are you guys talking about on Facebook? I don't know. Are you? Oh, good Lord.
Hello?
Put off your radio.
Hello?
Put off your radio and call me back, please. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
I can hear you. Good morning.
Okay. I'm just joining. I don't want to say my name.
That's all right.
Sorry, please. Okay. Actually, I have my own experience. As I am, I'm a single mother now.
Mm-hmm.
I got affected by my baby father. We were not really married, but he did not even bother taking care of me. He abandoned me with my daughter to a point that I was even in his house. I was very, very sick. I even have to steal his money to treat myself and run away. Even when I treat myself, to a point now, I cannot have a baby. I'm single my daughter.
Wow.
It's that bad.
I'm so
that
sorry.
Really bad.
What infection did they give you?
Mine is an STD infection. It's a serious one.
Is your radio on? There's a hallback I'm getting from your end.
No. I'm using my phone. It's my phone I was calling you, listening your program from.
Okay.
So once I started calling you, it's off. So
okay.
I can't even get myself back.
Okay, okay.
It's night talk. It's raining there. I'm
okay.
Calling from Badagin.
Oh, okay, I see.
So as I was saying, my has been so worse that it was so serious that when I even find out that it was from him, he was hiding it. There was a kind of way we baked together. I noticed his own was even swollen. And I asked him, what is wrong with you? And I said, he does not know. I said, the two of us should go to the hospital together. He refused. He was hiding it from me because he don't want me to know that he's the one that gave it to me.
But did you get treated? Did you treat yourself?
I treat myself. I have to even run away before I would treat myself. I have to even leave him before I could treat myself because I spent so much money to treat myself and it affected my womb. I mean it by the grace of God. If I will have another shot. That's why if people come to ask my hand in marriage, I tell them pump and play. That's it. I cannot have a shot.
Huh.
I have just one daughter. I'm okay with it. That I'm suffering for this. Some of them will say, I don't care. God really, I'll marry you. I say, you're a human being. Don't deceive yourself.
Hmm.
I'm being honest. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not chasing a man away from me. I don't need any man. But I cannot have a shot. I only have this, my girl, and that's it. So I'm just advising women to, I'm joining to advise women that they should open up. They should not cover anybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I didn't have this girl now, this would be like the end of my story. Now, I can only meet a man, I cannot have a child. Is that worse that I don't even want to hear anything about you marrying me or anything? I blow it up and tell the man that, please, this is my story. Some of them don't believe. They feel I just have general hatred for men. No. I'm begging women to open up. They should say what they are passing through.
I'm so
open
sorry.
Up. They should not cover any man because men have really killed a lot of women and women too have really killed a lot of men.
You're
because
right.
He got it. My big brother, I believe he got it from a woman. So that is it.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And thank you very much for sharing. I appreciate your calling.
No problem.
I'll ask you to still go to the hospital and not write yourself off yet. I'll ask you to still do some tests and be sure that, I mean, you...
I've been doing, I'm still on medication and everything. So the bed affected my womb. But my happiness is that I'm clean from the sickness. It's just the fact that the fluid affected my womb. There's a part, even till now, they said I have to do, there is a surgery I have to do for some people. I say no. I have my daughter, I will take care of myself, and I believe God to cover that side. Things before have stopped. I'm not having the issues, no thing again. The one that is affected is it, to a point that it makes my, when I have, whenever I'm ovulating, there are these balls, you know, in the woman, that if you don't meet a man, it refuses to bust. My started growing like a seed inside of me because there was no way for it to flow, to bust out. You know, if I tell, like there was a guy I was dating, he was serious about marriage, I open up and tell him, he said, no, I'm lying, I'm this, and I have to go to scan with him. And when he saw it, I said, okay, now can you stand? I don't know why men don't like to defend women, the same thing, women don't like to defend men.
I'm so sorry.
When you tell somebody the truth, if you, there is something inside. I don't waste time and I don't give room for much people to start explaining I like you this. I will just tell you straight to the point. If you like me, I'm a matured lady. I'll be 40 by next year.
Mm.
And I'm still looking okay. And if you want to marry me, no relationship that is coming my way. That is not like I want to marry because of this. See the way I keep myself.
Mm. But hello? Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Wow. I'm immensely sorry. All right. WhatsApp number? Yes, that is 08095975805. 08095975805. That is the number. WhatsApp number. For those of you asking on Facebook, it's 08095975805. I need to go out on a break in a few seconds, so I can't take a call. I'll just take some messages and then I'll be out. Wemimo, I want to say something, please. The biblical Solomon had 300 wives and 700 concubines. Would you call that cheating? What would you call that? It was agreed. Some people have open marriages. If you want to marry plenty people, just discuss it with your partner. If they're okay with it, maybe you can have 10 wives and she can also have 10 husbands. You people would agree. It's called an open marriage. It's not by force. Just make sure that it's mutual. All right. Let me go on this break and I'll be back afterwards to take some of your calls. So this is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni and you're listening to Table Talk. We're having a very uncomfortable conversation today. But that's what we do on Table Talk. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Table Talk. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'm starting off this round with Facebook and then WhatsApp, and I'll return to the phone lines 0700-993-993-993. So I don't know if you want me to mention your name, but because it's on Facebook, so your name's Kester. I'm just going to say with the first names. You said you were infected with SCI from a CD. What's a CD? What's a CD? Or a sidey? Is that what it means? Maybe a sidey, like a side chick. Maybe that. I guess that's what it means. Unfortunately, you passed it on to your wife. But as you know, it doesn't hide for long in men. You notice it quickly, went to the hospital, treated yourself, called your wife for treatment too, and also called the sidey to check her health. So what did you explain to your wife? Kuforiji says, Wemimo, my policy is do me what I do to you. I won't cheat on you. And if you cheat on me, trust me, it may lead to the end of the marriage. Okay. WhatsApp, I'm here. Toby says, I'm currently treating an STI and I contracted it from my lady. I suspect that she got it from her ex, whom she still talks to me about. She actually told me it's from few days that she used a public toilet. What have I done? I just moved on and I'm getting myself treated. She even told me on Friday that she's surprised at me because a lot of relationships have turned to shreds because of this kind of experience. Make sure she's also treated or important. Okay, let's take some calls and then I'll return to the WhatsApp. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Wemimo, you are doing a great job.
Thank you.
God will bless you.
Bless
you are really
too.
Giving us a good information.
Bless you too.
And everybody should be very, very extremely careful.
Yes.
Honestly, for that lady that called, I want to let people know, because there's power in the tongue. Anything you say to yourself will happen to you. I have, for instance, there was a lady that I once dated.
Mm.
I left her because of the series of the report.
Mm.
What happened? The doctor's report and the scan showed that she has ovary failure and have problem with the ovaries in terms of a child birth.
Yeah.
Honestly, when I left her, she met another guy. It didn't take up to a year. And what happened? This girl got pregnant and she bared a child.
Hmm.
Now she has two children.
Hmm.
If you say good things to yourself, it will happen to you. So that thing that she's saying is like somebody is just cursing themselves. Sorry to say.
What she was doing though is to be clear to the men that come to her, so that she's not deceiving anybody. They know what they are getting into if they want to go ahead.
I'm telling you based on experience.
That she should change what the things she say.
She should change that topic.
All right, I hear you. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, but let's go on to other calls, okay? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, so about the issue of how one treated a spouse after being treated.
Yes. Yes.
So sometimes they go... He's an animal, by the way. So sometimes
that's
they go...
Right.
I dated this guy. He was a chronic chief.
Okay.
But so I was supposed to like push the relationship. But then I was dealing with low self-esteem. And anytime, probably because I love him too much.
Mm.
And anytime he does this and I want to quit the relationship, he involves his parents, he involves his siblings, he'll be calling me.
Emotional blackmail.
Yes. When he does this, maybe I'll be lying down on the bed. Once he enters the house, he will start kneeling from the door. And crying. Yes. It was so bad. And then he knew that I loved him. Like, I gave him my 100.
Yeah.
So he does all these things, I get away with it. It was later when I met somebody else. That was when I was like, oh my God, I've been stabbed emotionally and everything.
Yeah.
Because my parents, I grew up in a family where my father does not cheat, and he's so proud of me. Anytime he's so proud, he's always saying it. And since I met your mother, I have never crossed any other woman. Even women are asking me out, but since I met your mother, I've not done so. And then when I go to see his parents, that's how they call me to talk to me. They will be like, it's raining here. Does not mean we're not raining somewhere else.
Wow.
You get all those things. The mother will tell me that, look at his father, for example. I'm the first wife, but he has other wives. Just like that. So it was crazy. I'm like, oh my God. And I really love this person.
Aww.
And then he start crying. And then I'm with him. I get, I was suffering.
Sometimes
when I want to leave him, I'll be like, even if I meet this next guy, we need not still do the same thing.
But the story has changed now, hasn't it?
What?
The story has changed now, hasn't it?
I didn't get that.
I said, but now the story has changed. You've met somebody who's better.
It has changed. Because I get to place more value on myself. And I tell myself, like, I don't deserve this.
Yeah.
If I don't do this to you, why would you do it to me? It's not fair. We're not playing a fair game here.
Yeah.
So I have to place that value on myself. And that's how I was validated from that condition.
Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing. Self-esteem, very important. I'm just wondering, when someone boldly tells you it's raining here, does not mean it will not rain there. You've been forewarned. So all of that begging and prostrating is just going to continue. Some people can bear it again. So we have different thresholds to this thing. Some people can bear it. And like I think my very first caller said, there are instances where things like this happen. You know, this is not an habitual cheat. Right. So you know that, okay, we can walk through what caused it. There are cases like that. But there are people who, okay, it's a lifestyle. The story I started the show with today, very unfortunate. The woman who was driving and chasing, I don't know if it was a husband or whatever, a man, and a supposed sidey. Let me learn from Facebook, you know, and unfortunately she has that. All right, I'm returning to WhatsApp before I go back to the phone lines. You didn't tell me your name. You said you were infected by a lady in Calabar. When you got to Lagos, you went to do a test. It was gonorrhea. You treated it. I don't know. It was not gone. You didn't fully treat yourself. You didn't fully treat yourself. Huh? And then you've been with 5 other girls. Huh? And you didn't know they were infected. You used protection, but they were still infected. It's now disturbing you very much. You have to do full treatment. It's not something you're going to rush. You're going to go back to the hospital and be sure that it's gone. STIs are not just, they're not something you treat flippantly, right? It could damage a lot of other things. And some of them are silent. They'll just be there until you don't spoil something, all right? So make sure that you're fully treated. Don't rush it. Go back to the hospital, do a test, and be sure that you've been fully treated. Confirmed by tests. The test must show you that you have a clean slate. Don't worry, I'm coming back to the phone lines. You're going to be anonymous, I believe. You say that your wife is HIV positive. You didn't know. Oh my goodness, she tried to infect you with it. But God did a wonderful work. I was not infected. She had 2 daughters before I noticed it, and I stopped being with her, and she went ahead to get pregnant for a fake pastor on my street. I even know the man, and she had a baby boy. Wait, so she left you to go marry the person, or she's still with you and she had a baby for another person? I'm planning to marry another person because I'm not seeing her around me. Ah, she's still with you. She's still with me. Ah, what is it though? She's still with me and I've not slept with her since 10 years now. So what exactly are you people doing? Okay, you're just sharing a flat. You're cohabiting, or you've forgiven her. I don't understand. What exactly is going on? But I'm really glad you didn't get infected. Actually, it's a crime. I'm not making this up. It's a crime to deliberately infect someone, especially with HIV. It's a crime. It's punishable under the law. It's absolutely wrong. There's no reason why you should do that. It's a different thing if you didn't know. But if you knew and you deliberately did it, come on. Why? Why would you do that? Good morning, hello.
Good morning, hello. Hmm.
Really? Really? Uh-huh. You're just ready for me now. Good morning. Yeah, good morning.
Okay, so I just have an information for our people.
Okay.
In these days of high tech and science, there's really no sexually transmitted disease that cannot be managed or treated. That's just the truth. The world says my people perish for lack of wisdom, for lack of knowledge. I'm not encouraging people to go into immorality or things like that. But there is no sexually transmitted disease. Even almighty AIDS can be managed.
Yeah. Effectively managed.
People should not judge themselves and corner themselves to a war.
Yeah.
They can be managed. They can be treated. No matter what.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely correct. Thank you very much for calling. Yeah, so that's what I was telling you. Make sure you go to the hospital. Don't and some of you do these things. You go to a chemist. You tell the chemist, oh, I'm feeling like this, living like a chemist is not a doctor. Right? Go to a doctor, run a test. When you're done with your treatment, the doctor will recommend you to do another test to be sure that you have a clean slate. Please do that, okay? All righty. Good morning, hello. Hey, all right. Please call back if you're able to. Hello, good morning. Hello. All right, I can't hear you. I'm jumping over to Facebook. Duru Chig. Okay, let me just do first names. But you're on Facebook anyway. Duru says, this is why I can't cheat. I love my wife and I can't even see her suffering for my mistake. Yeah. Jay. Okay. Cheating is so bad. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, my mom.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. This is Moses calling from Lekki.
All right. Welcome.
Yeah. From what everybody has said now, I know the time they brought up this condom thing, they always preach about zip-up.
Yeah.
I think that is still the best cure.
Correct. Correct.
Because many people have diseases that they don't even know.
Yeah.
So is it when you now get married, you will go, because we now see this thing as normal. It's not normal and it can never be normal.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Even health workers will tell you that abstinence is still the safest protection. Abstinence is still the safest. Again, that's not a very popular it's not a very popular slogan right now in this age and time. It's not very popular to say, oh, abstain. They say, you are SU, you are spiritual. It's not very popular. But you should absolutely take care of yourself. You should absolutely be mindful of your health. Particularly for those of you who like to crossbreed, you know, crossbreeding, right? You need to be careful that you're not ruining yourself and ruining other people. It's bad for everybody, but for women, and we had one example of someone who shared on the show today, who's unfortunately been affected. Because if you don't start the treatment early enough, or you don't do it, see, starting the treatment early is one thing, completing the treatment is another thing. Right? So you can't do a 1 day, 2 day, 3 day and you say you are done, or they give you drugs and you don't take them consistently. You take them when you want, when you remember. You're not doing yourself a favor. All right. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 0146571190. Facebook, let's see. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3 and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm on Facebook. Give me a moment. Let me get your other comments. All right. Facebook, I'm going to just take your first names so that I can just see. All right. I think I attended to you. Lamte. First people to. I'm sorry, but this is totally ridiculous, so I'm just going to skip. All right, we're going back to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. And today I'm talking to women, of course, and men, who've gotten STIs from cheating partners. And I'm asking you how you dealt with it. I emphasized a bit more on women because it's more easily can affect women's reproductive health and men too. And men, it's practically the same thing, but a bit more. For women, especially if you didn't get to know in time. So when you are sticking it through, you need to also consider the aftermath of sticking it through, right? Back to the phones. Hello, good morning. Hello. Can't hear you. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Yeah, where am
I? Yes, welcome.
Hello.
Your radio has to be off, you know that, right?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you for calling.
Yes. There was a time I met a girl.
Mm.
We were courting about getting married. So she infected me.
Uh-oh.
And we had to do some treatment anyway. After that, because I'm somebody that I don't cheat. At the end of the day, I saw her calling different guys, meeting her. So I left this girl. So what I did was I treated it with herbs.
Herbs.
And it worked. Yes. With herbs. It cleared totally.
And
don't
drop it anywhere. Did you run a test after the treatment?
I ran a test, okay. Actually, the fact.
Okay.
I ran a test, and they said it was tough. I did the herbs.
Mm.
And it worked completely. I went back. It cleared it totally.
Okay, that's possible. I do not denounce the effectiveness of herbs. Absolutely not. A lot of these drugs are made from roots and whatever. So, yes. It's just that I would rather you stay with something that's tested and proven instead of experimenting with your health. The biggest challenge I have with herbs, which is sad because we've got fantastic herbs in Nigeria and in Africa, is that we haven't improved enough on the science of it in terms of measurement. Drugs are given to you based on your weight, your size, your whatever, and then how do these drugs counter interact with other drugs? You know, all of that science, we refuse to do it. Of course, our herbs are powerful, but you know, the adequate measurement that is right for you, Gongo, that's the thing. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Isaac, calling from a great minister.
Welcome to the show.
Okay, I was once infected by a lady, you know, and when I got infected, she didn't know. And I didn't know because we are in love. That was in 2010.
Mm.
So I started feeling ill. So I went to my sister, who was in love at that time. She asked me to go and do this, and I found out that I was every positive, and this girl in particular didn't do me. So I was like, all hope is lost.
Hope is not lost at all.
My sister has to calm me down. He has to tell me, he has to tell me, see, who is the girl in particular. Then I read the story, how we met, how we fall in love. So I now went to the girl. I feel like this is what I found out. She didn't even know she was infected.
Wow.
By the time I tell her, she has to go and do a test, and she find out she was infected.
Oh.
So the thing was kind of bringing problem between me and her. Who got infected? Who got infected?
Because she didn't know.
I was the one who got infected, or she was the one. We start arguing.
Uh-oh.
But at the end of the day, we come to the conclusion that it has happened, that there is nothing we can do.
Hmm.
So I thank God for life that I've been living, you know.
Hello?
take my monthly drugs.
Yeah.
You know, I went to hospital. They give me monthly drugs. So we are getting married maybe a few months now.
To the same lady?
Yes.
Ah, look at that. So look at that.
After we went for medical procedure, you know, they now test us, do everything. So happily, we are getting married. So I just want to tell people it's not all hopeless.
No, not at all.
You know, stigmatization is one problem we have.
Yeah, it's just like treating high blood pressure or diabetes.
Of course.
Because you are taking your drugs regularly, your kids will be safe also if you follow medical advice. So it's not such a big deal.
Thank you, Wemimo. I'm so happy to call you.
I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you. Okay, see how love found them. So they finally decided to get married. All right, I wish you all the best. Congratulations. It's right now, come on. Even if you discover that you've got HIV, and you might be listening to me, maybe I'm doing the show because of somebody who's listening and is not even calling, and you're possibly depressed and moping over your health status. It's not a big deal. It's like treating, in fact, I think it's even more difficult for diabetes patients because now you have to, their food you can't eat, it's a lot of work. It's like treating high blood pressure. You take your drugs. If you take your drugs for HIV, you're going to be absolutely fine. In fact, your viral load will drop. And if you follow doctor's instructions, if you have babies, they will be HIV negative. So God has helped us with science and technology. So please take it easy on yourself, right? Maybe the point of bringing this conversation is to go have yourself checked and tested. It's actually recommended that you should get tested. How often again? Is it every 6 months? Right? Even me, I need to go do a test again. It's been a while. All right. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Matthew on the line.
Welcome.
I just breathed in and I heard your conversation. I just turned into the room, not quite long.
Okay.
I just want to ask something briefly.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you got married to a lady and later you find out that she's infected, and she has so many problems, so many health challenges concerning her reproduction.
Hmm.
And you have tried for like over 10 years now.
Whoa.
What should be the right reaction? Is it for you to look elsewhere or you just swallowed everything and you remain unhappy in the marriage life?
I never recommend staying unhappy. I can never recommend staying unhappy. You know, like I said, you just joined the show, though. I've said it before that it's different strokes for different folks. So I'm not in your particular shoes, so I can't do a correct prescription and say do like this. But you know what the current situation is like, and you know what you want for your life. You know if you want to stay with her and see if there is solution, like if you're looking at IVF, other options for fertility, surrogacy and all that works. If you love her and you want to stay with her, good. If you can't stay with her, then you have to let her know and you have to leave. That's all.
Okay.
That's all. It's not that difficult.
So at that junction, I will not be coming because it's almost like it's 2012.
2012? So, that's 10 years.
Yes. If I say it, babes, this time, this is how I've tried. There is nothing I can do more.
I will not be
hurting anybody.
Of course you'll be hurting her now. Of course you'll be hurt. Yeah, she's not wood. Of course you'll be hurt. Of course you would be hurt. You've been together for 10 years, so it's not like you can just throw her away. But you need to have a conversation. And if you got married legally, you should divorce her legally. Do you understand? Don't start doing this thing. If you want to get out of the marriage, the same way you got in, you have to go out the same way. There's a process to it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. You'll
all
be
right,
fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See, I'm not a counselor. Before people come and be asking me, what should I do? Don't ask me, what should I do? Do what you want to do. Hello? Sorry about that. Please call again if you can. Do what you want to do. Don't be asking me, what should I do? Hello? Hello? Can't hear you. I'm on WhatsApp. Anonymous, the man who says all STDs are treatable is not entirely right. Hepatitis B. Yeah, that's correct, though. And you know, I was reading about hepatitis one time. There's actually, it's not, you know, hepatitis, which one is very common? I think the C. There's A, there's B, there's C. In fact, hepatitis is one, is one killer. You're saying that hepatitis B can be sexually transmitted and is not curable. You live with it for life. And if not discovered on time, can lead to liver failure and death. Yeah, that's why he said it could either be treated or managed. There are some that are not treatable. HIV, for instance, it won't disappear, but you can manage it. Women who sleep with infected men can be exposed to HPV, that's human papillomavirus, which causes cervical cancer. Yes, yes. Some STIs work silently within women and lead to blocked fallopian tubes. Yes, we've talked about all of those. He said, please don't joke with STIs. Prevention is better than cure. Absolutely and all the time. A final caller and then I'm out of here in a minute. Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, my final caller. You got 1 minute precisely. Let's go.
Okay. Then quickly react to the last caller.
Yeah.
I have a brother.
When he wanted
to marry, he discovered the wife has already removed the womb because of the way she lived.
Oh, ooh.
But because they were truthful to one another, the brother agreed to marry.
Okay.
And that is why, my dear women, the Bible says you shall know the truth that it will set you free.
Yeah.
Today they have children because God has to recreate that womb.
It's possible. I believe in miracles.
Yes. So that young man, if he's a Christian, he decides to say he wants to do away with the wife, let him know that the rope of eternity that has tied him with God and marriage is what he wants to remove.
Okay. But I have to go. Thank you all for being here. Table Talk returns next week, Monday, from 9 to 10 a.m. We break tables, uncomfortable conversations. I'll be back with more on Monday. Follow me on social media as Wemimo Sport. I'm still around bringing you the news all morning. Yeah, that's it. WhatsApp Lagos is next at 10, and the Sunnyside at 12, Hard Facts at 3, and much more. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Thank you for joining. Good morning.